888-448-4477.
Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Keeping It Real Estate. I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And today we're talking about a topic that may be on the minds of many homeowners this time of year: selling your home during the Christmas holidays.
I should be saying ho, 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 right?
Yeah. Okay, right. That was absolutely good.
Absolutely. What do you think about my jokes? Okay, never mind. Took too long to answer. Too long to answer. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good. It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Ate lots of food. Not really.
No?
No.
No.
Be honest. I didn't even eat any Thanksgiving type food the next day.
Really?
Nope. Nope.
Wow. Nope. Breaking tradition here.
I know. First time.
Well, okay. Well, there's a first for all of us. Well, welcome, listeners, to the show today, Keeping It Real Estate. And we're here to talk today to you about more real estate topics. And just as a quick reminder before we get started, I'd like to give our phone number if you'd like to call in and have some discussion on the show today. That number is 772-221-1100. Again, the number to call in is 772-221-1100. So, Tiffany, let's talk about selling your home during the Christmas holidays. Is this a smart move, or should you wait until the new year? What do you think about that?
I mean, there are pros and cons of both. Okay. So,
well, I think we're going to talk about both of them today. So folks, stick with us for the next 30 minutes as we break down the pros and cons, share some surprising stats, and provide tips for making your home stand out in the holiday market. So we're going to get started on the show and talk today. And first thing we'll start off with, let's get into the positives. Mm-hmm. Why selling your home during the holidays might actually work to your advantage. And one of the things that I've noticed that if you got to move during the holidays, it's because something urgent is going on. Agree or not agree? Because most people pretty much settled in, mm-hmm. right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So usually those times are not typically a time for window shoppers. People who are looking during that period of time or serious about it.
Yeah, they're more motivated buyers yep. during the Christmas that are actually shopping yep. because the pool is smaller.
Oh, absolutely. Many are facing some deadlines, relocating for jobs starting in January, in the year, tax considerations of sorts, or just simply wanting to settle in before the new year. And these are usually serious buyers who are actually actively seeking to purchase a property and are usually ready and able to commit to the right property when it comes up, and the urgency from buyers can lead to quicker sales.
Yeah, and during this time, there's usually less competition because fewer people list their homes during this time of year.
Really?
A lot of times people actually take their home off the market and relist after the holiday season. Mm. You know, Realtor.com reports that there's a drop in nearly 30% in new listings during December compared to the spring months.
That much of a decline.
Yeah, and this means that your home has a better chance to stand out in the market.
Wow.
Depending on some factors that we'll get into in a little bit. Yeah. But I just wanted to address the emotional appeal. You know, at this time of year, people decorate their homes for the holidays, and it normally, in a lot of cases, it feels warm and cozy and inviting, mm-hmm. and a lot of buyers may feel a stronger emotional connection and envision themselves celebrating future holidays in the home.
Yeah. Don't forget to bake the cookies, right?
Absolutely.
Got to have something smelling in the air.
For sure, for sure.
I'm always looking
for the plug-ins, those wallflowers.
See, there you go again.
You know, you get the
I don't know how we transition from cookies to plug-ins. That makes absolutely sense to me.
You know, you have to activate all of the senses.
I'm not connecting with you there. I don't know. Somehow. Maybe we'll come back to that later and kind of revisit it. But I know one of the things are when it comes to having availability of having people that are there, you have better agent availability, having mm-hmm. agents that can really tune in to your property, because as you mentioned earlier, it's a slower time, and that mm-hmm. slower time agents have more time to focus on those opportunities mm-hmm. that are out there. And that means better marketing. Mm-hmm. It also means more attention to showings that mm-hmm. happen at your home. Mm-hmm. And also potentially a better result from you because they've got all their attention focused on you. Yeah. And one of the things, if someone makes an excuse that they have their own holiday plans, then they need to take whoever their plans are with to the house with you and let them be window dressings outside waving people in with flags.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, of course, you know, as we talk about that, it's not all candy canes and Christmas cheer, right? So let's talk about some of the challenges as well of selling your home during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and a very important one, is fewer buyers overall. So while buyers may be motivated, there are fewer of them out there on the market looking for homes during the holiday. You know, many people are preoccupied with their holiday plans, their shopping.
They're traveling.
Yeah, they're converting the house to take additional people in it, such as some blow-up beds or anything else that they would have, or hosting family.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, it leaves less time for house hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And in that same instance, less competition can also lead to better deals for buyers since sellers are more willing to negotiate.
They may be more willing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, also there's the market perception. You know, a lot of times buyers perceive holiday listings as a sign of desperation. You know, they see the home, someone listing their home in December. They're like, okay, so maybe they're truly more motivated than they are. So they're thinking, okay, maybe I can come in with a lower offer.
You think so?
Definitely. Definitely. You know, and selling your home also means that you have to keep it show ready at all times.
That can be tricky.
And that means that you have to have a model home at all times of year, and that can disrupt your holiday plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decorations are all over the place. You know, sometimes there are family gatherings. People are cooking, you know, like you said, the blow-up bed in the living room because they have guests from out of town.
This is when we go back to
the... And it's harder to maintain...
This is when we go back to the cookies or the plugins. That was a good segue. See, I walked you right into that one.
Yeah.
Cookies.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, yeah. Folks, I won that battle. Keep
okay,
going.
Let's go with that. You know, but talking about decorating, you know, I mean, I put my tree up before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about trees. Real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Okay.
Real.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I just love the smell.
Okay.
You know, I don't mind vacuuming up the needles off the floor every once
in
a while.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you weren't one of those, you know, let's go to the box and 1, 2, 3 and sit around and have Christmas cheers.
Do you decorate the yard? Do you put lights up?
No, I'm not a Griswold. I mean, that could... Yeah, that's... Yeah, I've seen... I love the houses. I like driving by them with the family and friends and company that comes in and want to see decorations, but
You know what, call us and let us know.
Let's talk about that.
Decorate your entire home? Are you into real trees, fake trees? Are you thinking about selling your home this holiday season?
See what kind of score we get. Phone number to dial in on is 772-221-1100, and again it's 772-221-1100. And if you're driving in the car and you want to have a discussion or something like that on this topic, let's get into that and just see. I think the topic right now is real trees versus fake trees. I'm stuck on that, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it takes a mountain
Well,
to
what
move
happens
me.
If I decide to sell my home over the holiday season?
Mm.
What do you say? Do you think, what can I do to make my home stand out, or... how do I decide whether I do it or if I should wait?
Well, I tell you, if you're going to decide to take the plunge into listing your home during the holidays, here are a couple of tips to help you succeed. Number one, you have to strike a balance with your decorations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Clark Griswold.
Well, you
thing.
Mentioned that.
Did I mention that?
That was you.
Great. You're paying attention. I like that. Just check. Just want to make sure you're with me. Yep. You don't want to get into having over decorations, you know, so many things where all the features that you've done to the house to make it stand out, that you're covering up your nice countertops.
Tasteful and minimal.
Yeah. Very minimal. Wires and cords are great, but you know, those things too as well take away. You want people to really appreciate the home, also the holidays, cheer that you brought into it, but you just want to avoid oversized inflatables or over-the-top displays, you know. Mm-hmm. Stick to neutral holiday decor that complements your home's best features, and that way they're going to see that festive mm-hmm. feeling that you've got going on, mm-hmm. but also appreciate how the house accommodates it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And make your home cozy, mm-hmm. you know, turn up the heat.
Well, right now we can definitely turn the heat up.
Yeah, you can get away with that one right now.
Yeah, I'm loving this weather. How do you feel about this weather, by the way?
I love this weather. This is nice just like it is right now.
You get to put on your layers.
I wore a turtleneck yesterday.
You have to admit
I was dapper. Come on, be honest.
It was a nice look.
Okay,
it was a nice look.
Don't take away.
I'm like, should I have worn my fur boots? Because I was trying to match your energy.
I don't know. Good point.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like little touches like that, like turning up the heat. Mm-hmm. Imagine if it's cold outside and someone walks into your home and it's nice and cozy. It's going to entice them to walk around and stay longer, actually.
Yeah, on the patio, you can actually turn on that outdoor
fire pit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say make it so they want to stay. You want them to come and hang around for a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
But those little touches can make your home feel more inviting.
Absolutely.
Another touch is work with a skilled agent, mm-hmm. right? You're able to choose a real estate agent experienced in holiday sales.
Mm-hmm.
They'll know how to market your home and be more effective and manage buyers' expectations during this unique season. Like there's some things you have to talk up or talk down or just speak to when you walk into a house that could have a lot of holiday cheer going
mm-hmm,
on, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you're guiding people through the great spots of the home so they're not focused on the too big Christmas tree and everything else. So an experienced agent that's used to handling holiday sales can say, look at how large the room is.
It's yeah.
able to take all these things and handle the oversized items.
Absolutely. And they get to see how, you know, decorations are on that oversized island.
Exactly.
Yeah, the space and how big of a table they can put for the mm-hmm. family gatherings. Absolutely. And what about pricing the home competitively?
Well, you need to be competitive because there's mm-hmm. a smaller amount of houses on the market during mm-hmm. the holiday period.
Mm-hmm.
If you're pricing your home competitively, you're going to also be able to attract more buyers
mm-hmm.
because now you've got a small pool of homes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're priced right, you're going to get the right person that comes in, see everything you've done to make this house show well, and most likely get an offer on your property.
Because mm-hmm, most buyers shopping at this time of year, they come pre-qualified, they're ready to make that offer if they find the right home for them.
Yeah.
So being priced competitively is important because now you have people attracted to your home, but then also you have to be prepared to consider all offers.
Mm-hmm. And don't fool yourself because people have family members that gather at their homes. People, believe it or not, there are a lot more buyers out there that would have not at any other time considered coming here to stay.
Well, you know, we're Florida and we have snowbirds.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this time of year, it may be slower for other people, but some people come here looking, okay, let me find my home and get into it before I go back to where it's cold. And so next year, I know that I have a landing spot ready to go.
And even if that's not your initial attempt or intent to get out and find a place when you come here, just being here and saying, wow, you know, back home is 25 degrees. I've never thought I would be in 65 degree weather on a Christmas. This is nice here.
Yeah, let me think about
so a sign
second home or retiring
open
here.
Open house sign. Let's go see it.
Yeah.
And they walk in and they're smelling cookies, not plug-ins.
Plug-ins.
Cookies.
Cookie smelling plug-ins. Like that's a cheat code.
Oh, I tell you. We're going nowhere here, folks. All right. And also, last but not least, you need to be flexible with your showings.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are busy for everybody, so mm-hmm. you got to be flexible with showings. This can help you attract serious buyers.
Yeah.
If someone's saying, hey, I don't have a lot of time, maybe you've got to do some things to get the place halfway to a point that you feel comfortable about it or showing it, but you know, be flexible. Don't say no.
Yeah,
not
but sometimes,
today.
You know, also buyers also have to be considerate of the fact that, you know, they can't want to see the home on Christmas Eve or, you know, Christmas Day and, you know, 10 a.m. or something when people just slept, you know, had a late night. Christmas Day and want to come that early that morning. So I think buyers also have to be considerate of the seller's schedule and respectful of the fact that, yeah, they want to sell their home, but they also need some consideration as well.
Yeah. So first of all, I'd like to apologize for the boys and the buzzing noise. Just the first time it's happening. And we just want to let everybody know that we're going to get that taken care of. It could be somebody sending a message about the plugins that we just don't
know.
Oh,
no.
That's
listen,
coming from above.
I'm going to actually get you. I won't get you the cookie one. I will get you the pine scent.
Okay.
Like the one in the office. You fell in love with that.
I've fallen in love with that one.
Because the entire office smelled like a Christmas tree.
Okay, you're talking too much.
So don't come for the plug-ins.
Okay, all right. But mentioning that calling at time or wanting to see the house at inconvenient times, on a serious note, that's when it goes back to working with the agent who's familiar with holiday sales and how to package that when someone has an inquiry or wants to see your home during a time that could be inconvenience for, you know, the family and everything that you got going on early in the mornings or Christmas Eve and those other times. So that's something to keep in line. What about some stats? I'm interested in hearing what do we have to support some of the conversation that we had today.
Yeah. Well, December typically sees lower our inventory levels. Fewer listings come on the market. You know, as many sellers, like I said, wait for spring to list their homes. Because of course they want to spend time with family, or they're traveling, or they want to not give the impression that they're desperate, or they want to fetch the best price for their home. But motivated buyers during this period may benefit the sellers because it can lead to a faster sale and higher off acceptance of rates in some cases.
Yeah. You know? So the offer rates, what are you seeing typically? The rates or the percentage of houses that are selling during that time, is there a huge difference or a delta in the asking versus the offer price? Or are you seeing that people are still coming in close to what their asking price is?
I mean, the market is so variable right now because we're in a different time. Right now, because of the interest rates, we can't really say typically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, during this time of year, if we had, you know, normal interest rates that I can't say normal because interest rates fluctuate all the time. But like I said, December may mean less competition, while spring offers the advantage of more active buyers at potentially higher prices. So each period has its own pros and cons depending on individual market dynamics and seller priorities.
Yeah, I've noticed in that when we look at the times of year when homes are selling, generally, you're going to have the holiday period. We're going to find the most serious buyer or the more serious buyer during that period. During the June months, you're going to find where you've got folks, especially with small children or kids that are in school, are starting and interested in making transitions before school goes back. Then you get those other periods of March, April, where you have a completely different buyer looking. And then, you know, when you get into the September, October period, there's also a difference. So what I'm starting to notice is that depending on the time of the year, there are always different buyers that are looking.
Yeah, and one thing I just thought of, you know, people don't like packing and moving around the holidays. Mm-hmm. They want to be settled. They want to just sit down and wait for the new year. I mean, I'm talking of sellers. Buyers, you know, if someone has to move and they have to be in a place, they want what they want when they want it. They want to move now. But I mean, I can understand sellers waiting for after the holidays to put their homes on the market. Tell us what you think. Do you think that it's better to wait, or if it's better for you to list your home and get it over with? I mean, I think it's an individual decision, don't you?
It is an individual decision, but I think if you're going to go out there and, as I mentioned earlier, if you're going to take the plunge, you just take the few small action steps that we talked about. Make sure your home is ready to go. Put the time and effort into whatever you can do to give it that appeal that is going to make someone walk into your home and want to say that this is the one that I've been looking for. And one of the small tip we haven't talked about, and I think we're going to cover this on another show, is how you keep it your home, but give the home the appearance that someone else can see it as their home.
Uh-huh.
And that's removing some things, and during the holiday, that could be extremely rough, right? Because you want to show all of these things that make the family the family.
Yeah.
But when you're
all
showing
the photos, the photo wall.
Yeah, the photo wall. But when you're showing it to someone else, it's hard for them to say, hey, this is my house where I can see it as me, when there's a lot of pictures. And I love family photos. Mm-hmm. I think they're great and grand.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those things that when you make a decision that you're going to dive in the water, you got to be prepared to either swim or sink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you make that decision before you make the plunge. So there's no surprises when it go either way.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that I wanted to bring up. And one thing that I want to share with you on top of the other items that we mentioned is that if you're motivated, you got to continue to work with the skill agent. And I've said that a couple times earlier, but I want to repeat it again, because that is going to make all the difference in the world of helping you convey to someone that sees your house that, yeah, we've got a lot of things sitting out on the countertop, but underneath the things that are sitting on the countertop, there's quartz or granite countertops. Yeah, we've got the family room full of gifts and toys and trees, but look how big the family room is and how it can accommodate the people and all of those things and everything else. And if they've got something to say about the yard with the blew up Santa and the 12 reindeer,
mm-hmm.
then talk about how large the yard is and mm-hmm. is able to handle those. So
another thing,
you got to be able to speak to those features.
Another thing, in terms of qualified buyer pool, in a lot of cases, lenders are want to get things done before the year end. So in a lot of cases, they get buyers qualified sooner
mm-hmm.
because, of course, there are less buyers applying, so they have more time to dedicate.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. So that's something to consider when you're like, okay, now I'm putting my home on the market, because there's a smaller pool, see me, and someone can see your home that's qualified and ready to buy.
Yeah, just don't forget to negotiate if you're a seller that's looking to sell your home. If you get an offer, you need to make sure that you're being smart about negotiating the window of time that you need between the offer and the close
mm-hmm.
so that nothing takes place during a time that you know you're going to be committed to family, friends, and anything else that might come in the
middle
of your holiday
plans. Like even an inspection, because you know there are deadlines with everything.
Yeah,
so
right.
Even if you do get an offer in December, be mindful of the inspection period that you have. Maybe mm-hmm. You can negotiate more time for the inspection as opposed to maybe a 7-day. You can say, okay, I need 15 days because I have family in town.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases, you know, someone might be amenable to that because they understand the holiday season is upon us.
Mm.
So thinking of, you know, looking at those timelines in the contracts, if you do get one, is another very important thing that your agent should
be
review
mindful
you.
Of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are all things that you sit down and talk mm-hmm. about as you go into the contract stage or the negotiation stage with mm-hmm. your agent, that there's certain understanding things that you have to discuss going into the situation with your agent, right?
Yeah.
You're discussing what your timelines are, what your expectations are, when you're going to have family or friends coming over,
mm-hmm.
what they could expect, when you might not be able to show the home or let people come in and see the home. And more importantly than all of those factors is make sure that there's the flexibility that when you do have that opportunity for someone to come in and absolutely love your home, that you're willing to work with them and give them that time that they need to do the tour around your place and see what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So on the market perception part, you mentioned earlier that some buyers perceive holiday listings as signs of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting comment.
Yeah, because, you know, it's the holidays, and mm-hmm. in a lot of cases they feel that, okay, if someone's listing their home, there must be a fire sale or like, oh yeah, I can go in now and make an offer that's much lower because this person really needs to sell. Because then, you know, like I said, no one's really thinking that someone in the middle of the holiday season would be wanting to pack up and move out unless they really have to.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that happening. Mm-hmm. So if you thought about this on a serious note, when you get into those signs of what would be perceived as desperation, putting your home on the market is such a serious, serious decision to make. And whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or any other time of the year, if you do all the things that you need to do along the way,
including pricing your home to sell,
that's the most important
part. Because you don't want it to sit in any market.
Yeah.
And that's something that needs to be taken into maybe top consideration, because that's one of the other than location, if the home isn't priced properly, that's one of the reasons that it sits.
Yeah.
Of course, condition.
Yeah. Always a factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about it on two shows ago that the average days on market, I think you said, was 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a long period of time. You know, you talked about 45 days, talking 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that about right?
Mm-hmm.
Of time on the market. So
depending on the community.
Yeah. So if you put your home on the market in December, you've got until average time, safely, maybe the second week of January.
Depending
or
on
something can happen.
Price, condition, location.
Okay.
Yeah.
How aggressively would you price a home these days?
It depends on motivation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second.
No, it's depending on the motivation.
Okay.
So, I mean, I wouldn't over aggressively price a home. I would know that if it's time for me to get out of there, I would price my home to get out of there. If I have time, then, you know, I would never overprice and let it sit, of course, because then now you have the perception of the house is still, there's something wrong with it.
And sellers, just a note for everyone out there that if you have an intention to sell your home, just price it to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to carry it. You get rid of the taxes and everything else that you carry during that time. So we're going to wrap this show up, and I think we've finally come to a decision that is definitely cookies and real trees.
Real trees.
Yeah.
And plugins.
Okay.
Wonderful. Have a great evening, guys.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Keeping It Real, Real Estate, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a
good
great
night.
Evening.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate. I'm praying.